Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. We've been talking all week about the benefits of being corporate or in the corporate world versus some of the benefits of being an entrepreneur. And I want to talk today really about the entrepreneurial side of things and really touch on some of the drawbacks of the entrepreneur. Because everybody sort of looks at the entrepreneur and looks at it as, you know, that is the American dream, right? To own your own business, to be your own boss, and to have that authority to do what you want to do when you want to do it. But with all that also comes tremendous responsibility. If you think about it, as an entrepreneur, you're responsible for your employees. I mean, I can even think back to a couple of friends of mine that are business owners. There was a hurricane that came through Florida a couple of weeks ago, Irma, which a lot of you know about. That hurricane, a lot of these people had to stay behind because they felt an obligation to their employees and their people. And so you've got that responsibility. You're responsible to your clients. It's one thing to be an employee. It's another thing to be the owner. Right? The buck stops with you as the owner. So you're responsible to your clients, and you're responsible to the business itself. Anything that happens is your responsibility ultimately. Maybe you can get other people to take care of things. You know, the example I used the other day is the copier breaks, and maybe you get somebody in to fix the copier, or there's somebody within your organization that deals with the contact. But at some point, the charge to get a new copier to repair the old one is going to end up on your desk, and you've got to deal with it. So one way or another, it ends up filtering through you. The other thing that happens is, you know, you become the person that settles conflicts. So when employees start to have conflicts with each other, that falls to you to settle things. The probably worst scenario you can think of is the failing business. So if you're an entrepreneur and your business fails, the bankruptcy ensues. And, you know, from a corporate veil standpoint, you've got that effect. But the other side of it is that you could even be affected personally. A lot of people borrow against their own accounts, do things personally to drive the business. And so now, not only is your business failing and you're going through a business bankruptcy, but you could also be going through a personal bankruptcy, which happens to many entrepreneurs. If you're in the corporate world and things don't work out, let's say you get fired. Well, assuming you've got a decent job market, you dust yourself off and you just seek employment elsewhere. So when you look at that, it's a far simpler way to do things than going out of business and losing everything you have and all that time and energy. Okay, you get fired, you move on, you go somewhere else. I know I'm oversimplifying that, but to a certain extent, it is a much simpler transition than closing down a business and figuring out, A, how you're going to deal with the repercussions, and then, B, figuring out what you do next. That's a much bigger issue. So these are all things to think about. Again, great to be an entrepreneur, but certainly there are some drawbacks, and if you're thinking down that road, you should go in with your eyes wide open. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link's joelbrookman.com. From there, they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can hear the podcast. If you haven't subscribed yourself, if you would be so kind as to go to iTunes and hit the subscribe button, and even one other step, if you wouldn't mind leaving a review, that would be very much appreciated. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to wrap up our discussion on the entrepreneur versus the corporate person, and we're going to talk about getting paid on both sides of that equation. For today, just understand that being an entrepreneur, it isn't always a wonderful thing to be. There are a lot of challenges, there are much greater risks, and there's a lot more at stake at the end of the day.